here's a story from The World.
How much do younger Americans know about the Holocaust? Not enough, according to results from a survey put out this week. The U.S. Millennial Holocaust Knowledge and Awareness Survey engaged with around 10,000 young people between the ages of 18 and 39 from all 50 states. But the widespread lack of knowledge about the mass extermination of 6 million Jews and other oppressed groups in Europe during World War II was significant. For instance, Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland, the notorious death camp where more than a million people were murdered. More than half of the survey respondents said they did not know what Auschwitz-Birkenau was, and 11% said that Jews themselves caused the Holocaust. Gretchen Skidmore joins us. She's a director of the Levine Institute for Holocaust Education at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. What was your reaction when you saw these numbers?
Well, as you note, the gaps in Holocaust knowledge are certainly cause for concern, but more alarming are the high percentages of respondents saying that they believe Jews were responsible for the Holocaust, or that the Holocaust is a myth or exaggerated. So this Holocaust denial is a form of anti-Semitism, which is on the rise and dangerous.
So it's anecdotal, but I know many younger people who say they definitely learned about the Holocaust in school, reading books like The Diary of Anne Frank and Elie Wiesel's Night. It's being taught in some places. So why do so many of the survey respondents not seem to be familiar with aspects of the Holocaust?
Yeah, I think this study is a starting point to unpack some of that. But certainly history education generally is in decline. Social media is on the rise. And with the Holocaust receding in time, we're looking at what are the conditions, you know, that we really all need to be paying attention to have effective Holocaust education, and realizing that it's also important to have the history courses there or the English courses there, but is there sufficient time for preparation? Is there sufficient time for classroom instruction? Is there opportunity for teachers to have professional development around this complex history? Is there commitment from the local school district or the local community to teaching the history? There are a lot of conditions that make this possible.
So it sounds like it's not just a school problem, an education problem. What can you tell us about how knowledge of the Holocaust is being shared outside of school in wider communities?
Well, there certainly is an opportunity. For example, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum has a very vibrant Instagram page where we put aspects of the history of the Holocaust regularly, engaging students around certain concepts and themes in informal ways, you know, sort of meeting them where they are. There are opportunities to engage with accurate and accessible history. And there are many, many educational resources that are free and on our website. And we work with partners all across the country who reach out to students and their local museums and opportunities to study local connections. So there are many resources, but the local commitment is a critical component for its success.
And Gretchen, your job at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum is to educate a wide audience about the Holocaust. How do you design these educational experiences to make them the most impactful?
Well, we think a lot about individual stories, and whether that's testimony of a Holocaust survivor, or whether it's telling the story of an artifact from our collection, or if it's looking at a piece of archival footage and looking at the range of choices that people are making in that particular moment. There's a lot of really engaging materials, primary sources that we anchor all of our materials on. And I think just being able to think about primary sources, but also what are some of the key questions that not only can help understand the past, but can help us understand the present.
False information is being spread online constantly. How do you confront Holocaust deniers?
Well, Holocaust denial is a form of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism didn't end with the Holocaust. It didn't begin with the Holocaust. And working together, it is something that we have to continue to be vigilant about in presenting the facts of the history and presenting them in various platforms with various partners to make sure that they're available and that people can think critically about when the history is being distorted.
So if there's this really negative combination of a failure of education and disinformation and fake news, what do we have to do to fix this to ensure that the next generation of young people will know more about the Holocaust?
Well, I'm not sure I would characterize it as a failure of education. I think that there is a very important statistic in here that says some 83% of students find the study of the Holocaust important, and they think it's important to continue to study about it in school. And I think that what we can see here is that history is always relevant, and the history of the Holocaust is always relevant. Students are recognizing that, and we need to meet them where they are and make sure they have the information in their social media or in their classrooms so that we can continue to give them the opportunity to think critically about the lessons and their roles and responsibilities today.
Gretchen Skidmore is a director at the Levine Institute for Holocaust Education at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. Thank you very much, Gretchen.
Thank you so much.